And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good rainy afternoon, everyone. It's Marnie Yule here, Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. Glad you're joining us. Hope you're all warm and toasty inside, or warm and toasty inside your car as you're driving along. But yeah, we've been watching the weather reports, and it looks like this little storm is going to continue with us for a few days. So as they say, little rainy showers is going to bring those flowers. And we know once that sun starts shining, everything's just going to blossom and grow, and we'll be head on into spring. So enjoy it right now, and just slow down. Be safe out there as you're heading out on the highways. Make sure you're leaving plenty of time to get to your destination, and be kind and courteous to those around you, because we don't stop very well when the roads are slick. Just saying. So already heard of a couple accidents going on today. So just be safe out there, and we'll keep an eye on things, but enjoying this rain as we go along. So we've got some great guests for you here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more here listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide on KQ&A.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment, or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team. And, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. My first guest is Jody Mullen. She's the community service officer for our Prescott Valley Police Department. But I gotta say, congratulations, Jody. She received the Community Policing Officers of the Year Award. Yay! I know she's so shy about it too. She kind of was a little under her breath to Link and I here in the studio saying, you know, I was pretty shocked the other night because I got this award. And we were saying, yes, we read about you. You're famous. So welcome, Jody.
It's good to be here.
Good. Surprised you, huh?
It did.
Don't, you don't look like you're the type that goes for that front of the, you know, big hoopla recognition thing. You play, you do things well, you do things behind the scenes, and you don't
look
for
that. Yeah, I'm very happy behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Very happy there.
Well, we're glad to have you here because right now you're in front of the scenes. We're talking about fraud and scams. You've got a presentation coming up. But earlier before we went on the air, you, myself, and Link were talking about how we're still falling victim to scams and fraud.
Yeah, that's true. You know, unfortunately, even despite our best efforts, that we still have victims come in almost every week that are that fall prey to these scams. And we're not going to give up. We're always going to try to find new resources and new avenues to reach our citizens and to provide them the best tools to protect themselves. And that's kind of how this scam seminar came about, mm-hmm. was that I was looking for resources beyond what we have and came across this lady, Betty Delano, from the Attorney General's office, who does an outstanding job of providing consumer scam things. Mm-hmm. And she was able to come down, so we're very happy to welcome her down here on, I think it's March 19th from 5 to 6 p.m. at the PD Training Center.
Wow. So what day is it again?
It's Thursday.
This coming Thursday, day after tomorrow.
The 19th.
The 19th. Okay,
the 19th.
A week from Thursday.
And it's free of charge. We're able to offer this absolutely free of charge. There's no reservations. It's just first come. Come early and get your seats because I think it's going to be busy.
Yeah. How many does your training room seat?
About 200.
Okay. So
we should be good.
Plenty of space. But still, I think this is a topic that is in front of everyone because I think we've all been touched by some kind of scam or attempt scam. I mean, even I, like I'm anybody special, but no, I got the call, you know, on the cell phone that, you know, you need to give me your information and, you know, I just hung up. But how many people aren't hanging up and kind of listening to it? And why are they still listening to it?
Well, I think that's, you know, generationally, I think older people tend to be more trusting. I mean, they haven't grown up with computers. And when someone calls, they usually call for a purpose, and that purpose in their mind is legitimate. And so they're acting out of a good place, mm-hmm. and really do believing that they are doing something good or something that is appropriate. And in their defense, the fraud people are just getting more and more savvy. The things that they do, and it's pretty incredible. If they spent that much time in a legitimate business, they'd be millionaires.
So what's the most common one you're hearing about now? What are people coming in complaining that they've fallen victim to?
One of the latest ones is there's an APS scam where they'll get a phone call from an actual APS number, and they're told that their bill is going to be shut off within the next 30 minutes if they don't call this other number and mm-hmm. pay their bill. And so a very large amount, usually about $300 or $400. And so they'll call the fraud number and pay $300 or $400 thinking that their bill is late. And in fact, it's not. And
that, so what are they giving, their credit card information over
yep,
the phone?
They give their credit card information, and then that opens up other doors for further victimization.
Right, right. How are you reaching the older population? It seems like if they are the ones that are seemingly the victims, then how are you outreaching to them too?
Any place that we know where seniors are likely to be, we're putting out flyers. Actually, one of our earlier conversations, Meals on Wheels, we're going to have to try to dial them into it. The senior centers, the library, Starbucks. We're going to try to get this everywhere. And even Yavapai County and Prescott are advertising it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we're trying to help as many people as possible. And we're encouraging people that if you have a neighbor or a family member who's a shut-in, that they reach them as well, because not everybody's on Facebook.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And like you said, computer savvy, so many of these are just coming over the phone.
Right.
And asking you to call another number. What is the other one we were talking about is they want money in gift cards, right?
Right. there is no legitimate business that is going to ask you to repay them in Walmart or Target gift cards or Green Dot cards or any other form of cards. That
do they actually use those? Do the scammers actually go use those cards, or the perpetrators actually use those cards and go then shop with them?
They do. Actually, what they'll do is they'll ask the victim to send them the card numbers. And so once they send them the card numbers, now they have that the money that's on that card, and it's virtually untraceable.
And so then they get the money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And
like you said, they'd be millionaires if they had legitimate jobs.
Yeah.
And, no business interests.
And the common one that also goes around in cycles is the IRS scam, that IRS mm-hmm. will call and say, you know, there's a warrant out for your arrest. If you don't call this number and pay this amount, reality is the IRS will never call you.
Mm-hmm.
They will never call you, and neither will Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
But they've gotten so tech savvy that they have people call that actually have like a federal sounding name and a badge number,
right.
And you know, call this number. This is your this is your agent or whatever. And I always encourage people to go directly to the Social Security office if they think they've been the victim of fraud.
Right.
And verify.
And, you know, those callers tend to be intimidating.
Yes.
You know, they're aggressive.
Yes.
Which, to somebody that's not sure, obviously is going to be kind of swayed or confused.
Right. Well, we had over Christmas time, we had on two separate occasions, we had two older women who were probably about 75 years old that had received phone calls that their DNA had been found on a vehicle in New Mexico, and that there were drugs and other things there, and that they were coming to pick them up. And I had this poor woman just crying in my lobby that she didn't want to get arrested for human trafficking. And you know, it took me a few minutes to reassure her that nobody was going to come pick her up.
But she came to you instead of giving money.
She did. And I always encourage people to call the station if they think that there is a doubt, that they have any doubt that they are being scammed and they have any questions about something, to take a breath before they send money and call the station and ask. Because we're usually pretty much up to date on the local scams that are going around.
Another one who's really good in – you know, not necessarily in the enforcement side of it, like the police department might be investigative side, but Better Business Bureau.
Absolutely.
I know Marilyn Huffman over there at the Better Business Bureau, she's got her finger on a lot of scams.
She actually taught at our youth academy last year, and she is amazing. She's
like,
amazing.
How can you have almost a full-time job and she deals with knowing what scams are out there?
Right.
It's amazing. And ladies, too, don't ever be so lonely that you have to fall victim to somebody on Facebook that pretends to be somebody that's going to sweep you off your feet who asks you for money.
Right?
Ladies, don't do that. That's crazy, but we've heard those stories too.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just trying hopefully to get as many people in this seminar. I'm already working with the Attorney General's office to schedule another one, hopefully in September as we go into the holiday season.
So you're looking at doing another one after this?
Absolutely.
People aren't able to attend.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to, if anything, just to give people a refresher before they hit the stores, you know, for the holiday season and start really dropping credit cards and debit cards and stuff, and just to kind of get their head in the game. To be aware.
Right, right. We get busy. We get complacent.
We
forget.
Do.
And so, again, this one is Thursday the 19th at what time?
From 5 to 6 p.m.
5 to 6.
And there'll be a short period after for questions and answers.
Okay, great, great. And it's going to be held in the Police Department Training Room. Where are you located?
7601 East Skoog Boulevard in Prescott Valley, Arizona.
Right next door to the Civic Center and the big, beautiful Civic Center complex campus.
My favorite building, the library.
Yes, I know. Hello, Link's going, yes, it's my favorite building too. A couple other things, Jody, before we run out of time here. You've got a Citizens Police Academy coming up in the next couple of months. You also have the Youth Police Academy. Tell us a little bit about those.
We have the Youth Citizens Academy. It will be July 13th through 17th. And that'll be for 15 teenagers, ages 14 to 17, that either live or go to school in the Prescott Valley. That'll be a week-long program offered free of charge to them, where they'll be able to get an insider's look at the how their police department works. And we actually have the Department of Homeland Security coming to teach a few classes, so we're very lucky to have that resource available to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then our Citizens Academy will begin August 25th and then run for 8 consecutive weeks, wrapping up on October 13th. And again, it's the kind of the adult version. They'll get kind of a more adult look at how their department works, and we have some really dynamite speakers coming for that program as well. And that's also free of charge.
And no charge. But registration needs to be done ahead of time. There is a little bit of a background check on that.
Yes. On both the teens and the adults will be a background check.
Mm-hmm.
And the applications for the Teen Academy should be out late April, early May, and then probably June or July for the Citizens Police Academy.
Okay. So they're on your website?
Not yet.
Okay,
not
they
yet.
Will be.
They will be.
Also, going back to scams and frauds, you all have a lot of great press releases that come out, you know, via Facebook. I mean, I see a lot of them. But do you have a central place, a website, where people can go and kind of see what press releases have been released, maybe on scams or what's going on in the community?
We do have the Prescott Valley Police Facebook page.
Okay.
And a lot of those things are posted on there.
And that's just go to Facebook and type in Prescott Valley Police Department, I imagine.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're right there on you're right there on mine all the time.
Yeah.
So
right?
This class, though, talking about the official title of it?
It is the Consumer Scams and Identity Theft Presentation. And the presenter is Betty Delano. She's the Senior Outreach Coordinator from the Office of the Arizona Attorney General, Mark Brnovich.
And then coming up on Thursday the 19th from 5 to 6, Prescott Valley Police Department in the training room. And Jody, for more information, is there a number somebody can call?
928-772-5164.
Great. Well, you know, we can't help enough talking about this and letting people know not to be victims and helping them understand, you know, that the people are out there that will take advantage of you. And it's just to be cautious. And if you don't think something's too good, check before you act. Check.
Right.
Very good. Jody Mullins, thank you so much, and congratulations
on your award
and recognition. You do a great job over there for our police department.
Thanks.
Jody Mullins, Community Service Officer of the Town of Prescott Valley Police Department. We're going to take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and you're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get 6 red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. My next guest is Biswas Podel. He is an Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University international student. Welcome, Biswas.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself first, and then we'll talk about the international festival that you have coming up at Embry-Riddle.
All right. I'm originally from Nepal, the central part of the country, and obviously not close to mountains. It's in the southern part, and like it's pretty hot, as in Phoenix, and no mountains, but you can still see mountains. So, and I came here to do my bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering propulsion, and this is my sophomore year. And to be honest, this Prescott town, it feels like my hometown.
Oh.
Yeah, because of all the hills around, the Willow Lake and everything, like cool climate. So, yeah, it's like a home feeling for me here.
So you're a sophomore. How long have you been here?
2 years.
2 years. And do you go home when school is out during the summer, or do you live here full time?
It's been like full time for now, because I came here in 2018 August, and I haven't been back home since then. So.
Oh, okay. So what do you do in your free time?
Most of the time I'm just hanging out with friends, and then playing some cricket, soccer, watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I have some Nepali friends in Phoenix, so like I visit them quite often. So.
And you decided to settle mechanical engineering. What are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future is obviously going to go and work in NASA, like be a rocket engineer, try to like send people go to Mars and beyond. So that's my.
I love you.
Yeah,
I'm a space geek.
that's my goals. But yeah, it's a long way. So let's see how it goes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I see you're an international student ambassador. What does that mean?
So before the new freshman international students come in, we have a separate orientation for them. And the international ambassador are those who like make them go through all this orientation and like advise them. We're like a mentors for new coming international students on campus.
Mm-hmm. So, now, did you have a mentor when you started?
I actually didn't have one. Mm-hmm. And there might be like, because there is a long story behind that. And I don't think that's the scope of this program as well. So I can probably talk to you about that after the program. But I didn't have one because the path that I had to follow through to come to Embry-Riddle was very unique and like very rare one. So, I didn't have one, but it feels great to like not have a mentor and be a mentor for someone else.
Right.
So yeah, that was
fun. You kind of learn by doing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I also had like some similar kind of experience back home. So like I didn't have to like be stressed out. So
right. Yep. We have a large, international student body at Embry-Riddle, right?
Yeah, we have about 150 students. No, I'm sorry, about 200 students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And from all over the country.
Yeah, about 50 countries.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. What do you find like best about going to Embry-Riddle?
The best is everyone is obsessed about flying and space and all those things. And the other thing that I like is here at Embry-Riddle, students, they have like a lot of attention like from their faculty members, and you get a lot of time with your faculty members, whereas like compared to other engineering colleges that some of my friends are in,
mm-hmm.
I hear them say like they don't when they have to go and talk to professors, that they don't have enough time for the students. And that's what I really like about this school.
Right. Well, it's got a great reputation, and we're really proud to have it in our community. So thank you. Let's talk about the International Festival that you have coming up on Saturday, March the 21st.
So this International Festival is the one that has been going on for years. I don't know exactly when it started, but it has been going on for more than 10 years, I guess. And the main idea of this event is to introduce to the Prescott community the international culture and different things that are inside the Amarillos. So we have different foods from all over the world. You get to taste it and then get a taste of all the countries around the world in one place.
Right.
And then we also have different cultural performances done by the students. So once you be there, you get that kind of feeling, okay, you've traveled the world in 2 hours within that in just one room. So yeah, that's
so you mentioned 50 countries represented.
We have students from 50 countries, but for the event, we have about 20 students cooking food from their countries, and then we also have some restaurants catering food. So I would say about 20 to 25 dishes.
Right.
Yeah.
This is student-driven, isn't this festival? Was it started by the students to celebrate the diversity and cultures of all the international students that attend Embry-Riddle?
Yeah, exactly. It was started by the students so that they can have that feeling, and they can also share their culture and all those things from their home country to the people in the United States. So it started in that way, and it has grown bigger and bigger with every year's passing.
So if people aren't familiar with Nepal, what would you celebrate as far as your country?
So after I came here, the first question I face from everyone is, have you been to Mount Everest? and that's why everyone, so there are people, I have also met people who knows about Mount Everest, but they don't know about Nepal.
Right.
Yeah. And so Mount Everest and probably Gautam Buddha, who founded Buddhism, those two are the selling points of Nepal, I would say. Mm-hmm. We also have, we have a lot of, for people who are into, trekking and mountaineering, we have a lot of, one of the best trekking routes, and for paragliding, skydiving, one of the best places on the planet to do all those things. So if people are really into adventurous stuff, then Nepal is the place to go. And this year, 2020, we're actually celebrating Visit Nepal Tourism Year, from the government, but due to the coronavirus outbreak, we have canceled, but it's just on hold.
Everything's slowing down.
Everything is going down, but we're promoting our adventures stuff, Mount Everest, Gautam Buddha, and everything. And for me, since I've already introduced myself, since I come from the southern part, I've never been to the mountains. Yeah.
So you like the Prescott Mountains then?
These are not the mountains for me, unless it's no cap, no mountains. It's just hills.
Not when you have Mount Everest in your country.
Yeah.
So back to the International Festival. Well, since, because of the coronavirus and everything that's going on, and travel is kind of screeching to a major halt in a lot of areas, here's an opportunity for people to travel without leaving Prescott by coming to the International Festival. And that, again, is Saturday, March 21st, is from 2 to 4 p.m. Right?
4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
It's 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for correcting us on that. 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., which is still beautiful evening hours now. The days are lasting a little longer and staying lighter. From 4 to 6 p.m., and it's a variety of the cultures and the food and the entertainment and the dancing and the dress.
Yeah, the dress, most of the students will be dressed in their traditional clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to dress in your traditional clothes, then that would be excellent. And we also have a booth where we have different hats and costumes from different parts, you can put them on and click photos and share it in your Instagram, Facebook, or whatever. So, yeah.
I want to go. I've just decided. This sounds like so much. Besides being trying different foods and being exposed to the different cultures, you get kind of used to, you know, burgers and fries around here. And this is an opportunity to really try something different and experience. And also to meet new people. And I think one of the things I love about this job and doing the show is the opportunity to meet new people such as yourself and hear their stories.
It makes such
a difference, you know. So again, this is being held on the Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University campus.
Yes.
And how is that located? Right off of Willow Creek, right there.
It's right off Willow Creek, and we on the day of the event, there are three entrances into the school, and we have signs all around the campus that will direct you to the event venue. And if you have been there before. There's a big hall where such like big events happen, and it's called Activity Center. So there will be signs all around the campus, so it should be easy for you to find.
You'll be able to find it. Mm-hmm. And it's no charge to attend.
Yeah, there's no charge. For this year, there's no charge, and this is one thing that I would like to like focus on, because since the event is growing bigger and bigger with every year, obviously there are more costs and more work to be put in. For this year, there's no charge, but we have been thinking about charging people starting next year. Mm-hmm. But it's just something that we have been thinking about.
Well, I don't think that's unreasonable, though.
Yeah.
For what you're seeing and being exposed to and being able to enjoy. Most festivals do charge an admission fee, and that's to cover costs and expenses.
And even if we do charge, it's not going to be like a lot. It's just an admission fee, a few dollars probably, just to like, encourage us
There's an opportunity that you're walking around, you can make a donation to.
Yes, sure. Obviously, there'll be a donation.
International.
Because
you have a department there.
We have a department called CIPS, Center for International Programs and Services.
Right.
Yeah.
So, again, an opportunity to kind of support it. Keep it going. Let's keep I love the diversity and keeping that at the forefront for our community. So, I thank you for everything you do. It's so good to have you in our community. You're just a delight. So, again, this is the International Festival sponsored by the international students at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, Saturday, March 21st from 4 to 6 p.m. A wonderful day to enjoy all. The world is brought to you.
Yeah, world is brought to you, exactly.
Great. Fiswell, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll take a short break here. When we come back, Chamber Spotlight on Business. KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. Nomir Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
At Augie's Restaurant, they earn your loyalty by treating you like royalty. Every time you visit, you know Augie's will be at your service, friendly, prompt, and courteous. People love coming back to Augie's again and again, where you and your favorite dishes are remembered. Yes, you have choices for dining out, but as a locally owned restaurant, Augie's always knows your name. You're always welcome at Augie's. See you next time at the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You home already?
Yeah, it's just too nasty to be out and about. I think I'll just have Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott deliver the stuff we need.
What's that? Pet food deliveries?
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals, and yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and bird seed deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store to your door, and delivery is free on orders over $25. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664, give our cashier your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning before we leave.
Okay, but don't you want to see us in your store?
Yeah, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies. Or you just need some muscle to load it into the storage bins at your house. This delivery service will take care of that. And once again, it's free on deliveries over $25 within 10 miles of Olson's Prescott store. And as an added bonus, you'll get Olson's Good Enough Just Isn't service, because we have an incredible delivery driver. See you at your house.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona legislature passes bills calling for warning labels on dispensary-bought medical marijuana. A House proposal by Republican Speaker Rusty Bowers also requires studying the mental health impacts on medical marijuana patients, including schizophrenia and violent behavior.
We should, on the package, show the propensity to violence and other negative impacts, just like we do on a lot of most products.
Tucson Democrat Pamela Powers Hanley, who has studied drug addiction, says marijuana is more liable to make you drowsy rather than violent. With spring break underway in Lake Havasu City, precautionary measures are being taken to protect residents and visitors from coronavirus. City Manager Jess Knudsen.
We're in constant communication with our regional partners, including the Mojave County Department of Public Health, and we're working hard to make sure that we're sharing information and constantly trying to gain a better understanding of the impacts to our region.
Showers and storms continuing, staying all week long, chilling after bedtime to a soggy 44 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to rainy highs around 55 tomorrow, 57 Thursday, only 49 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low of very wet 44, the same rain and storms through Saturday, warming to 62 tomorrow, 65 Thursday, 58 Friday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
The colors of spring are bursting at Waters 58 Spring Open House.
Talk directly to our farmers as they show off the newest flowers, brightest evergreens, and freshest new bloomers.
Friday, we show off this year's showiest plant introductions.
Saturday and Sunday, it's impromptu garden classes, sidewalk art, and drawings.
Join the garden fun at Waters Garden Center's 58 Spring Open House, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 13th through 15th.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Chamber Spotlight on Business, and I got a room full of people here today. My first guest is Annette Peterson and Darlene Fain, owners of The Fitness Factory, and they're looking like they're ready to take me for a run. Hi, Darlene and Annette.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about your business. Tell us.
So we
the brains and the you know, I mean,
yes.
What gave you the idea to open the business?
Well, Annette and I are sisters, and we just love each other. We love hanging out, and we've tried to explore what we could do together. And my sister has always been a fitness teacher, and it lights her up. And I've done some marketing, and so we just thought we could be a great team. She can do the classes, and I can go tell everyone how awesome she is. And so that's kind of how we got started.
Okay. So a little bit about the Fitness Factory. Do you have a specific focus, or, you know, what are your classes like?
So our classes are very different in variety. We do everything from HIIT workouts to Tabata to EMOMS, which is a every minute on the minute workout. We also do weight training. Some days it's just cardio, but we will never do the same workout twice. Mm-hmm. So it's just geared to whoever wants to get in shape in a place where they feel comfortable and supported and that they feel cheered on. And we just want to see people get results and feel confident about themselves.
Well, what if, is it geared toward a specific age group, or can, like, anybody that says it's time to get fit? And some of us, as we realize we're getting older, need to, you know, start thinking about that, because you live longer and healthier if you're in better shape.
So absolutely any age group, as long as you are not restrained from a doctor, we can modify any exercises and start from any place that you're at and just improve from there.
Right. So do you have a specific classes, or is it more of a personal one-on-one or drop-in training?
So we have specific classes right now. They're Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. and at 8:30 a.m. And then on Monday through Thursday, we have a 5:30 p.m. class. Mm-hmm. And all classes, you need to just call our number and let us know that you're interested in coming, so we can find out if you have any special injuries that need attention or things that we need to watch for. And then we are also very willing to do personal training or smaller boot camps and even go to where you are to do those.
Okay. So it's not necessarily a one size fits all.
Right.
It's specific to, if I show up, I'm going to have a certain need different than somebody else that's maybe younger or maybe not as good shape as I am.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of special needs like me in class.
Oh,
she has to work around my injuries.
Oh. Well, you know, there's challenges for all of us, whether it's, you know, an injury, whether it's just, you know, age related, or, you know, being comfortable with new moves, or just starting out. I mean, a lot of folks just decide now's the time, and they've kind of put that off for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's never too late.
Never too late. And we know how intimidated it is to walk into a new place and how scary it is to even work out. So we want to be there to support you and help you along that journey.
So that's one of the things you bring to it, is a very special relationship that you're supporting somebody in their fitness journey.
Yes.
Because you're right. It is intimidating. And you know you're going to walk in there and everybody's going to look like, you know, Victoria's Secret models.
That's what we think.
And that's what we think.
We're just real people. Nope.
Absolutely.
Nope. Yes.
So where are you located?
We are on 9807 East Valley Road, which is right by Ace Distribution off of
Enterprise Parkway.
Thank you.
Enterprise
Parkway.
It's actually the old Lockheed Martin building.
Oh, okay.
And they had a gym on the side, and so we are leasing the space that was their gym. So it came ready-made, and lots of fun.
Wow. Yes. So do you have this, your schedule on a website?
We do. We have a website. It is
the Fitness Factory PV.
Yes.
FitnessFactoryPV.com.
Yes.
And Facebook?
We have Facebook, but we haven't gotten really good at using Facebook yet. But the Instagram page is up and running, and we post the workouts on there daily.
Excellent.
So you can go and look and see. And the other great thing is you just have to show up. When you show up, we will let you know what you're going to do that day and help you along that day.
But they do need to show up at specific times if you're having the classes, right?
They do.
I mean, it's not like at noon.
Right.
You are open during your class times.
Unless they schedule us for some other class time, then those are the only times available right now.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So that sounds good. I mean, it sounds like somebody's going to come over and start a new program customized to their level.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's
absolutely
important. You get frustrated. I think if you're not, you expect to be here and you start out here and then you quit.
Yes.
So the idea is to continue with it.
And building a community of women who, and men who are supporting you and are there and wondering where you were and if you're okay. So we are about community building one, what is our tagline?
Yeah, our tagline. Building strength and community one burpee at a time.
One burpee at a time. Those of you who haven't done a burpee didn't get your heart pattering a lot when the mere mention of burpees. But again,
everything's modified.
Exactly. However you can handle it. And your phone number?
928-420-6620.
Yes, and if you call and mention this radio ad, we will give you a free week to try us out.
Wow. So mention that you heard Annette and Darlene on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ and 1130 AM. And a whole week, holy smokes, I heard you.
Yeah.
I was talking to you. I only want to get my week. All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Good job. You know, it's that time of year, and I know a lot of people make New Year's resolutions or goals, and we are now at March 10th. It's not too late to start again.
No.
Absolutely.
Got away from them. So
yes.
Get back into it.
Yes. Get ready for summer.
There you go. That's good. That's a good thing to talk about on this rainy day.
Yeah.
Summertime. All right. I'm going to jump over here and talk to my guests, Jennifer and Tony Maxwell with Sunburst Patios and Prescott Valley Screen. Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Good. How are you?
Very good. Very good to have you on the show. Well, first of all, I'll just tell you that I'm a Sunburst Patio owner and also, a Prescott Valley Screen customer also.
Yes.
So just to tell you, I know about, but let's let you talk about and tell us a little bit about both. So Sunburst Patios, let's start with that.
Absolutely. So I'll speak as the administrative assistant on behalf of Sunburst Patios. Speaking about the weather today, under the weather, we can build most days, but our patio covers provide integrity as well as longevity, you know, so the aluminum, wood.
Aluminum type of structure.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly, yep. Which lasts forever.
Yeah, so essentially you have the lifetime of your cover and the company follows you for 5 years after the build. So there's a lot of oomph to investing into that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as we all know, the sunshine will come back tomorrow.
Right. It will.
Maybe in 2 days. Who knows? But
the variety of the types of structures you have that you also have on display at the showroom give you an idea that it's not necessarily, maybe it could be full cover or maybe it can be, what do you call it?
A lattice.
I love that. Gives you a little bit of sun and shade at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see all of those different designs.
Absolutely.
And colors.
Yeah.
So it's just whatever your imagination is limited to.
Yeah, our showroom is amazing. It's expanded from the previous location, and it's fun to continue to watch it to grow as the business has. And we love our faithful community that has seen us through to make that happen.
So if somebody's interested in getting a patio structure, do they call you? You come out and kind of give them an idea of what they tell you what they want, whether it's full cover or the lattice type. And then work from there with your design?
Yeah, so it's basically a combination between the expert and the homeowner to design aesthetically what they desire in their backyard or their front yard.
Right.
Yeah. So it's an addition.
So there's sun, as we said. Summertime's coming, and if you're looking at this is a perfect time to come and start thinking about that because, you know, most people aren't at this time of the year or this time of the weather. So, you know, you know it's going to be sunny and gorgeous. So get over there and take a look at what your options are.
And you need sunscreens, so call Prescott Valley Screens.
I was going to say.
Tony will take care of you.
Prescott Valley Screen. So sunscreens, screen doors.
Screen doors, security doors, patio doors, bug screens. We do screen rooms, glass rooms. So a lot of different things we can do.
So my question, Tony, is, so if I have a screen door that I got from you probably about 12 years ago, 13 years ago, and I want to put on more of a security type door,
you can do that for me?
Typically, yeah. We come out and do a free consultation. We come out and look at it, assess it. You know, obviously there are certain situations where there may be additional work that could be needed.
Sure,
but, you know,
sure.
Not everybody has the same type of door. But typically we can come out, do an assessment, let you know this is what's available, this is what we can do. But we do that as a free consultation. And then once the homeowner decides they want to move forward, you know, we try to find the right proper door for them and
right.
what works for them. So.
Do you have samples and display at the showroom there also on the screen doors?
Or we do.
On everything that you offer?
Yeah, we have screen door displays, mm-hmm. Security door displays, and that's the nice thing about our new location is we are able to show what we can do, and it's been much better to helping people get a visual of what they need.
Outstanding showroom. Outstanding. Let's tell everybody where it's located.
It's 6900 East Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, Arizona.
So right between Glassford Hill and, I think,
Prescott East Highway.
Prescott East Highway. Mm-hmm. It's almost that kind of that turn-in that leads you into, what is it, Middle Ark or somewhere along that whole line there.
We're just beyond Yellow Leaf
mm-hmm.
for the Glassford Hill-oriented people.
Perfect.
Right? Between Affinity RV and Kidzam Dentistry.
Closer to Glassford Hill.
Yeah.
On Highway mm-hmm. 69. You can't miss
right.
it. Do you have a website?
We do. SunburstPatios.com.
Now, does that include also the Prescott Valley screen information on sunburstpatios.com?
Yes, it's all incorporated.
And it's everything in one roof.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying you can just have your whole...
everything under one roof for everything under your roof that you need.
Oh, I say again.
That's not the tagline, but you can use it.
I got to hear it again.
Everything under one roof for everything under your roof.
I love that. Very, you know, Darlene, the marketing person, she's going like, yeah, I like that. So let's give your phone number.
Yes. So directly you can call the office at 928-772-8229. Or for Prescott Valley Screens, you can call directly 928-772-0141.
Great. Well, as we were talking about, this is kind of a perfect opportunity to do a rainy Tuesday, talking about summertime and getting fit and, you know, getting your patio and backyard ready into shape for the summertime, get this new screen doors on. Who doesn't like to leave the doors open and enjoy the outdoors coming in? It's a perfect opportunity to make those plans and get that work started now. So great to have you both, Tony and Jennifer. Thank you so much, Tony and Jennifer Maxwell. Sunburst Patios and Prescott Valley Screen, along with Annette Peterson and Darlene Fain with the Fitness Factory.
Woo.
Thank you all for joining us here on Chamber Spotlight on Business. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Let's make your hair
safe out there. Great concert. Shout out and kudos to the Finley Toyota Center and Chicago this past Sunday. Wow, what a turnout. They just released and announced that Toby Keith tickets will go on sale tomorrow. Check with our website here at Arizona's Hometown Radio Group. There's some opportunities for discounts on those tickets which go on sale. They're planning a full house. They know it's going to sell out Toby Keith in Prescott Valley. It doesn't get any better than that. But just remember, REO Speedwagon's going to be coming in. We've got Cirque du Soleil Axel. That's coming up in That's coming up in April. There is just so many great things going on. Check out FinleyToyotaCenter.com or always stick with this radio station to keep you up on what's going on in our communities and all of the activities. Saturday night, we've got a Northern Arizona Suns game. Woo! We're down to the last couple of games over there. So if you haven't been to a game, it's a great time to go in and have a wonderful basketball game experience cheering on our Northern Arizona Suns, which is the G League team for our Phoenix Suns. Great basketball. So that doors open at 4, game starts at 5 on Saturday. So a lot of great things going on. Stick with us. We're happy to share here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I'm Marnie Yule, CEO, Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. Glad you're joining us. Be safe out there. Drive safe, and we'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.